Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Dirty Work Wednesday brought to you by Gordon Zedd, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Right, Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I need you guys to help me find out if my wife cheated on me while I was out of town 2 weekends
ago. Okay, super. Shag, did you cheat with Sean's wife while he was... No? Okay, I didn't either. So that eliminates two people. So what is your wife's name?
Jill.
Okay, you said you think she cheated on you while you were out of town, you said?
Yeah, 2 weekends ago, I was down in Orlando for a long weekend. One of my best friends from college is getting married, so, you know, we went down there for his bachelor party.
Oh, wow, Orlando, I love it. So while you were gone, you think Jill had plans of her own?
Yeah, so here's why I think that. First of all, I should tell you that a couple years ago into our marriage, I slipped up. And I had a brief affair with a coworker. I felt terrible about it, so I confessed everything. I mean, I went to marriage counseling. I admitted to everything. I accepted the blame. Basically, I got what I deserved. But, like, ever since then, any time we argue about anything, it eventually comes up, and it's like... I feel like she's just waiting for an opportunity to get back at me for it.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, you're lucky she didn't kill you in your sleep. I'm sure you spent many nights sleeping with one eye up.
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't sleep in the same bed for a while. But, yeah, I mean, things got pretty rocky.
Okay, so you go out of town and you think now this is the chance for her to mess around on you?
Well, yeah, so I didn't finish. So part one is that, yeah, I cheated first. But... here's why I think she's messing around. So first of all, I come home, and there's a bunch of empty alcohol bottles and a recycling. And it's not just wine. And Jill pretty much only drinks wine.
Okay. What was in there, if you don't mind me? Was there like a 40-ounce bottle of Miller High Life or something?
No. But there were a few beer bottles. So I was like, did you have a keg party while I was gone? And she does the old, nope. Just had some girls over.
Okay. Well, not all girls drink wine, you know. I mean, Ashley used to be on our show. She loved a tall boy of Miller Lite every now and again, so.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So, okay, there's another thing, though. Two of the toilet seats in our house were left up.
Oh, and, okay. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, maybe she cleaned the toilet. So, my wife does a ton of cleaning when she finally gets me out of the house, so I'm not in her way. You know, I mean, so that could have been.
Here's the last one. We have a guest bedroom upstairs. And when I got home, the sheets from the bed were in the dryer. Like, she had washed them.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So can I play devil's advocate here for a second, Sean?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so a couple of theories here. Maybe she really did like a full deep-on house cleaning, like spring cleaning, but in the wintertime, which would include cleaning the toilets and maybe washing the sheets that nobody uses. Are you guys expecting any house guests for the upcoming season, the holidays? Like, anybody who might be staying in that room?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, so that brings me to theory number two. If she had the girls over, like she said, my theory is one of them, and there's always one, drank too much and didn't want to drive home. So that girl probably spent the night in the guest room, and then your wife washed the sheets the next day. By the way, side note, if this girlfriend did end up drinking too much, there's also a good chance maybe she was up in the middle of the night, hurling like Merlin. And that would explain your upside-down toilet seats. Just a thought.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you really want, we can still call her and just run something on her. But what I'm expecting is that you're going to find out that on the big cheating scoreboard of this marriage, there's only one mark so far, and it's yours. Now, did you want us to try calling her anyways?
Well, I mean, what would you say to her if you called her?
It depends. One idea I have involves your security system at your house. Do you guys have like a Ring doorbell camera and cameras on your house?
No, nothing like that.
You have no doorbell camera? Like, not even a garage camera?
No, not really.
Okay. Do you live in a neighborhood? Like, do you have next-door neighbors, houses across the street?
Oh, yeah, of course. We both.
How well do you and Jill know your neighbors? Like, are you friends with everybody who lives near you?
Kind of. I mean, it's not a very social neighborhood. Mostly just, like, waving and, you know, saying hi to people.
Okay, so, for example, would Jill know the names of the people who live, let's say, like across the street from you?
Maybe, but the people next to them never come out of their house.
Okay, so you don't know them?
No.
Okay, perfect. Stand by for a second. Get Jill's number for us. We'll call her when we come back next.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Jill?
Yeah, this is she. Who's this?
Hey, Jill, this is Jack Harlow. I don't know if we've actually met. I actually live across the street from you on the other side of the
No, I don't think we've met yet.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Listen, I'm not sure how to handle all this, so I'm just going to kind of let you know what's going on here. My wife got your number from one of the other moms in the neighborhood, I think. Anyways, here's the deal. So your husband stopped by our house about a week ago and asked me for a favor. So what he asked is if I could check the footage from our doorbell camera, because it has a pretty good straight shot across at your driveway. He wanted to know if you had company over while he was out of town. He told me to keep the whole thing secret from you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I looked through what we have, and as you can imagine, I mean, there's definitely something there. I mean, I'd prefer just to stay out of other people's problems entirely. That's why I called you. I'm not sure what's going on, and I don't want to know because it ain't my business. But I was calling to ask if you care that I let your husband look at this stuff, or did you want me to tell him that, you know, I couldn't find anything and maybe just delete what we have?
I mean, can you do that? Can you just delete everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah. Maybe that's a good idea. Or actually, would you mind if I came over at some point to look at it?
You wanted to see it?
Never mind. Just delete it. Yeah, you can just delete it.
So you want me to delete it?
Yeah, if you can, yeah.
Okay, what did you want me to tell your husband then?
Oh, don't worry about him. I'll talk to him.
Well, I know, but he's going to be calling me asking me if I found anything. I can't just say, well, ask your wife about it because he's going to know I talked to you.
Yeah, that's true. Could you maybe just tell him that you didn't see anything, or maybe just tell him your system was down because of the storm that we had?
I mean, I could tell him that, but, you know, the storm we had was this past weekend. He asked me about 2 weekends ago.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, just tell him you couldn't see anything.
Okay, so just delete this video then of this fella in your driveway?
Yeah, just delete anything that you have and then tell him you couldn't see anything, and I'll talk to my husband about it when he gets home.
Okay, well, if you want, I could save you some time and trouble. He's actually listening right now, if you want. Hey, Sean, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here. So, wow, honey. Sounds like you had a pretty interesting weekend while I was gone.
Oh, snap! Oh, man.
Okay, turn that down for a second. There you go.
Like, force a non-hang-up. Like, create something where they couldn't just hang up on us.
Yeah. Sean, it sounds like, you know what, before I get to Sean, here's the part to me. There was a part, let me rewind this real quick. There's a part to me where it's like, you already know she's guilty. You want to know what it was?
Yeah, let me hear it.
All right, hang on a second. Let me see if I can find it again. Because there was a part where she said, oh my God, hang on a
company
second.
Over while he was out of town. He told me to keep the whole thing secret from you.
All right, listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right there, right there. That's not an oh, my God, of an innocent woman. That's not an oh, my God, of, oh. Well, there's
oh, my God, come on.
Right.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly, because she said it a different way. If he had nothing, she would have been like, oh, my God.
Yeah, yep.
That's not what that was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.